Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So, as we promised, young people today is part of our health care roundtable. And you're young, but you're not
I thought you were going to say young-ish.
Right? I mean, we love your opinion, Femi.
Yes.
But let's bring in
to get real young
let's
people.
Let's bring in Suvlon Hauser, 27-year-old architect who's been buying her own catastrophic health care for 3 years. She's in Oakland, California. Good morning, Suvlon.
Hi, good morning.
And Nick Bonovich, a 30-year-old freelance journalist who's paying retail for health insurance since at least February. He's in San Francisco or Sacramento, California. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
And thanks for getting up early. Here in the studio is Gulnar Odili, who is a 33-year-old artist who appears to be rolling the dice. Am I right about that, Gulnar?
Absolutely.
You are uninsured, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to all three of you, it's becoming a rite of passage. You grow up, you get a driver's license, you register to vote, and you get health care. How did you make your decision on whether to buy insurance even though you were perfectly healthy? Suvlon?
Well, I figured, just as Femi mentioned, that there are certain things beyond our control, sort of catastrophes that are unavoidable that are just too scary to deal with without some type of insurance.
So how old were you when you were, like, wandering around worrying about catastrophes?
I guess that was 23, just out of college. My university health insurance had run out, and I had to purchase my own, and it really doesn't cover me for anything over a certain deductible, which is quite high, and I've never met. So I've paid for everything out of pocket, and I see that a looming deductible is something I never hope happens.
All right, well, let's do the math a little bit there. I just want to unpack that a little bit. You have
sure.
paid out of pocket for all of your health care, even though you've been insured, because your deductible is so high, right?
Correct.
All right. So you're just paying for the illusion of thinking that maybe you're avoiding a catastrophe here, right?
Right. I almost feel, I mentioned to a friend that I feel like I'm paying for protection from the mob or something like that.
Wow.
Because I'm not seeing any tangible benefit for the,
right.
services. It's just sort of some protection that I hope I never have to invoke it someday.
Let me just take it to Nick for just a second. Suvlon Hauser is in Oakland, California. She has one view. What do you think of what Suvlon was saying there, Nick? You're paying for sort of mob protection against catastrophe.
Yeah, well, right now I have full coverage, and I've had catastrophic before, and I've also never had insurance in my phone.
You've never had what?
There's also a period of time where I didn't have insurance when I was in my 20s. So I've been in all three of these situations.
And how much are you paying out of pocket for your premium health insurance?
That's about $280 now.
And what motivated you to jump back into the system here?
Medical reasons. I was actually going through a serious bout with depression, and I felt like I needed to get help. So that's why I got insurance again, and I basically doctor for it.
So Gulnar, there are two people, one of whom maybe is worried about catastrophe, who plans ahead but still has had to pay out of pocket for expenses that you know, probably you wouldn't have to deal with not being insured, although if your health care costs were measured line by line, they'd probably be similar. She's paying retail because of her deductible, you're paying retail because you don't have any insurance. But Nick, encountering a medical condition, depression, has to make a decision to get premium insurance. You're rolling the dice here. How long can you hold out?
I don't know. I'm scared to get sick. And but for me, it's between choosing to do what I love to do, which is art, or having health insurance and working all the time for it and odd jobs. And so,
there are options for artists, though.
Well, I did participate in an art swap with healthcare for a little bit, and the situation wasn't ideal, or close to ideal. I got checked. I got my checkups, but then I kind of let it go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Obama administration says, and Femi, we were talking about this as recently as yesterday, that if young people don't get involved in whatever health care reform plan is passed, it's definitely going to fail. And so, Suvlon, based on what you're hearing, and please feel free to ask questions of anybody else that's here on the panel, do you think young people have enough incentive to really get involved here?
Well, I do. Especially if these programs, like if the government option were a real viable, becomes a real viable option and extended to our age range, I think that would be preferable for a lot of people. I think the relationship that I have and a lot of other people have that are my age is about sort of real skepticism between them and their doctor about any sort of procedures that are recommended, just because we are so reluctant to face that financial burden.
Suvlon, you mentioned earlier, and I was just so curious to hear about your deductible. What is it?
Oh, it's $70 a month, and it's actually gone up from $40 when I first purchased it when I was 23. So
So that's how much you're paying, right? So if you had, if something bad happened to you, how much would you have to pay yourself before the insurance kicked in?
Well, gosh, okay. So the last major thing that happened to me, I slipped and fell and split open my chin, which entailed 5 stitches in an emergency room. And that bill, had I paid it out of pocket, I was luckily still under my parents' insurance. It was over $3,000.
Wow.
So, those are the types of things that could happen any time, and I definitely wouldn't want to have to pay out of pocket. It would be a, you know, major burden.
Well, we've got to go, but let me just ask one final question. And we talk about the insurance as being the central element, but really it's a relationship with a doctor that probably is going to determine your long-term health potential. And Nick Bonovich, do you have a good relationship with a doctor who's known you for longer than, say, a week?
We're going on months now since February when I started the insurance.
Going on months. All right, well, stick with it, Nick. Suvlon Hauser, do you have a good relationship with a doctor who knows you longer than, say, a couple of months?
You know, I don't, and that's one of the reasons, because I have to be very resistant to healthcare because of the cost that might be incurred. And I think
the economics are discouraging you from having a relationship with a doctor. Gulnar, finally,
exactly.
If something bad happened on the way out of this studio, do you know where you would go?
To the ER.
To the ER. Well, there does happen to be one just up the street here in New York City, but you're rolling the dice. Gulnar Adili, a 33-year-old artist who hasn't bought health insurance for almost 4 years, has been in and out of considering it. Nick Bonovich, 30-year-old freelance journalist who bought his own premium health insurance as of February and has a relationship with a doctor. And Suvlon Hauser, a 27-year-old architect who's been buying her own catastrophic health care for 3 years. She talked to us from Oakland, California. Boy, that was interesting.
Our listeners are also responding. Do you need health care when you're young and fit and healthy?
Hi, this is Jasmine from Salt Lake City. I have a son that's 16, healthy, young. Last week his appendix burst, and then went in there and had a hernia. If he didn't have insurance, it'd be a lot of money. But I think it's definitely worth young having insurance.
What's your opinion? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us here on The Takeaway.
Join our roundtable. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Femi Okay. This is The Takeaway.